Uh-oh. Spontaneity. I love
it. Chief Sell have been talking.
Come on.
And we're going to invite him up.
I love it.
We're going to have a dialogue here.
That's so great. Please come on up, Chief Sell. Come on.
Yeah, it would be a missed opportunity not to include him in this conversation.
Absolutely. I love synergy, and I'll leave some room there for you. I don't know if you'd like to sit.
So let me just give you a little bit of background about what brought me here and why I'm talking about this topic. I was with Sony DADC for 18 years, so I'm very familiar with the industry, worked with Guy for years. And I took a couple days off in 2006 to work with a local group in my community called the International Tactical Officers Training Association. And they were doing a counterterrorism conference, had nothing to do with me. The audience was military, law enforcement, first responders, but I was there just to help them with PR and marketing and kind of event management. So I sat through 2 days, and it was very kind of gory video about things that they needed to know when they were going to respond. But the second day of the conference was a gentleman who talked about the Beslan, Russia school siege, and I don't know who's familiar with that incident. I sat there with my jaw on the floor thinking, oh my God, like, why do more people not know about this? His report was really about what we in the U.S. needed to learn from that incident. And I was thinking, well, I'm a concerned parent. What can I do to be part of the solution? So for 2 weeks, I couldn't honestly sleep. I was thinking, this is big. I know this information. What can I do? And I really didn't know what to do. I really just didn't want to see what I saw on that video happening in my community to my kids. So I thought, well, if I make it personal and I could find a mechanism to have everyone make it personal, we would fortify the whole. So I went back to the speaker and I said, I want to do something. It ended up we made a documentary. And with that documentary, during the production process, I was the producer. I had no background, but I was being connected to security experts, subject matter experts. And through the interviews, we would be talking about how do parents play a role. It was just really being vigilant, knowing what to look for, kind of training your parents to be part of the solution. And I think it's been said a couple times through this day that we all have a role to play. So as I would be sitting talking to these subject matter experts and security experts, the cameras would go off, and the conversation would just go on. Well, you know that when you're traveling, you should do this. And I would be like, oh, I didn't know that. And this was all really second nature to them, but it was all very new to me. So I started collecting some of these points, and then it just took the opportunity to share them with audiences that it might be relevant to going forward. So you are chosen to as an audience that this might be relevant to. I've just chosen a handful, and when Chief Sell and I were talking at lunch, we were having a conversation, and he was giving some experiences to some of the things we're going to talk about. So I would like to open this up, and I'm going to kind of share the points that I had prepared, let him add anything, and then if you have anything to add or you have questions, let's just make this really interactive. So first, I don't have the clicker. Do you have it? Okay, great. Okay, good, yeah. So when traveling internationally, how many travel international? Okay, good. So when you're traveling, really you don't want some of the, in third world, especially third world countries, they think all Americans are rich. They would be very disappointed if they came after me. But you really want to keep things neutral. I'm all about being patriotic, but when you travel, maybe that is not the time to show and wear your American flag. Don't put your business card where if you see Universal or you see some of these big name companies that would indicate there is money behind this individual. You don't want to let that be known. Anything else? I know that we were talking. You said you traveled internationally.
Yeah, I mean, I travel, and I think just going with the luggage tags alone, you're right. Mm-hmm. Try to keep them as nondescript as possible. For a lot of reasons, for also domestically, because a lot of times people, when you're leaving the country, if they see your local address on it, they'll know it could be a target.
Call your wife up and say, oh, I work with so-and-so, and I need to drop something off, knowing that you've left the country and she's home alone. So you just don't want to let that be. Next. Taxis and cabs, as long as the lines might be sometimes when we go to pick up a taxi, never take someone who is soliciting a ride that has not come out of the taxi. You just don't know. And I have done that before, being very naive, before I had this information. The line was, you know, 2 blocks long, and someone came up, and I was traveling by myself, and he offered, and I'm like, sure, why not? I was naive. And I'm walking, and as I'm walking, we are, like, going out into this parking lot that all of a sudden there's no one around, and I definitely started sensing something, but I really didn't know what to do, so I just went with it, and I was very lucky. But my instincts told me I made a bad decision, and I just kind of had to go with it. But in hindsight, I would have never gone. And then I just thought this was interesting. Again, this is in talking to some of these guys that did like dignitary protection across over the seas. They would say, as a female especially, the position of power in a taxi, I used to sit, you know, where I could see the driver, thinking that was the position of power. Really, it's behind the driver, especially for females. If we, again, start to sense something and something's not right, we can, with our talons, reach around and grab their eyes or, you know, put them in a chokehold. But you can't do that unless you're behind the driver. So, again, any other... I can scratch eye.
Moving back a little bit.
Right. I got nails. Any other thoughts on that? All right, know your route. We were just talking about this as well. When I landed, I put the address of the hotel in my phone, and I tracked where, because I have been here, but I don't know it like the back of my hand. And so I just followed the taxi where we were going to make sure that, you know, if my destination is north, we're not going south. Any other...
We shared an incident I had up in Boston where I was in a taxi in the back seat, and I do it myself still with Google Maps. I don't know if you like them or not, but they're good. And my time to the destination was 6 minutes, and we started passing streets, and I'm watching it on my map, and it went from 6 to 16 minutes the route he was going, and I called him out on it, and he said, "You know, are you accusing me of trying to get more money out of you?" I said, "Yeah, make a left now." "Of course you are. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm accusing you of. So make a left." And then I had to guide him a little bit, and of course his map reroutes. And so yes, it's out there, and it's very prevalent.
Any thoughts, questions? All right, moving on. So your hotel, again, ladies, have your key out when you approach your room. Don't put everything down and be fumbling for it, especially. And if they say your room number when you are checking in, push the key back and say, "I would like to be reassigned, please." You don't want them announcing your room number because you don't know who is standing around you that could follow you to your room or know where you're staying. So if that happens, just politely say, "Can you please reassign me?" Any other thoughts on that? Elevators, we were having another conversation. Strike my top bullet because I think he has a better approach to this. But again, before I let him tell his, I'll just, ladies, again, if you have been in a bar before, and again, I have, and I'm from the Midwest, so I'm fairly personable and I'll talk to anyone, but there's often been times where you've been talking and you're starting to get up and leave, and now that person is now walking with you, and I'm getting on the elevator and that person gets on the elevator with me just coincidentally. What you can do is ask that person what their room number is, and if that room, that floor, or that what floor they are, if that floor happens to be the same floor you are, push the floor above it to make them get off so that they can't follow you to your room. Or again, just to be safe rather than sorry, then ride the elevator back down and come back up. Why don't you share with your...
Yeah, I've worked closely throughout the years with a lot of the casino security and the state organizations that oversee it. And through some training that I've had through the martial arts over the years, we've come up with it. We tell people, men and women, because let me tell you, especially if you're in those type of areas, it doesn't matter. They're going to attack either one of you. Is to put yourself against the wall as you walk into an elevator. Put yourself against the wall with the door panel to your right or to your left. Number one, you have the wall behind you. Number two, the panel's right there. If you feel uncomfortable, just hit a button. If something happens where they try to grab you, you're able to either hit the emergency button that puts an alarm out, or you just start hitting all the floors and eventually it'll just keep stopping. You know, by putting yourself up against the wall backwards, you're really vulnerable because they come in and you can't get out. So my recommendation is put yourself against the wall with the panel, either to your right or to the left, depending on the elevator.
Questions on that? Anyone had an experience they want to share? That's good.
Well, I'll give you one. Atlantic City, just for one. Woman was standing with her back on the video. She's standing just like this. Elevator opens. He walks in. You could see for a split second the fear in her eyes, and he just knocks her out standing up. Just knocks her out standing up and starts to rob her right there. So try to put yourself out of that position if you can and have a little bit of an advantage. But he walked right up in her. And there's many cases like that. So please, especially in the casino areas, I mean, it's really dangerous, and it's happening every day.
Blending in.
They're elevators, yeah, blending in.
Okay. So traveling to and from your hotel tends to be your most vulnerable time, just because if you are going to be attacked, it's probably going to be immediately when you leave or right before you go in. So just kind of be aware of that. Apparently, Americans carry a lot of backpacks, and that tends to be a signal. So it's funny because I thought about it, and the only time I ever take a backpack is when I'm traveling, so that will now change. And then, again, pay attention to your environment. So if people in that country or in that city that you're in walk fast, pick up your pace. If they walk slower, slow down your pace. But just try to blend in as much as possible. Another one that's not on here that I've heard, and you can validate or not, is many of you probably travel and you are eligible for car upgrades. So if you're in South America and you are eligible for an upgrade, you might want to pass on it, because most of the cars driving out on the road are probably not going to be in the best condition. So if you pull off the lot in a Porsche or a convertible, that might be just an indicator right there that this is someone that is maybe visiting or might have some, again, money behind them that they see you as being a source of income. You agree? Okay. Awareness. Again, most of us tend to either look down, and we know that we shouldn't be doing that, or we just turn our head slightly. But if someone's watching you and they might be looking at an easy target, if you just turn your head a little bit further to the right and left and kind of glance up and down, it sends a message to them that you're a little more plugged in, a little more turned on, and they might go and look for somebody who maybe does have their head buried in their phone. So just keeping your vigilance, keeping your awareness, and looking around at your surroundings might be a deterrent.
I always tell them, be a little bit of a James Bond there, and as you're walking, check the windows. It's amazing how much reflection, I know you talk about that with your phones in a minute, but window reflection is really easy to watch people behind you, people from different angles, and it's easy to do, and most people aren't aware of it, but it's something that can protect you.
Yeah, so as he was saying, cell phones, I didn't know this, just again, was in a conversation I was having. Your cell phone has about 80% reflective. So if you feel like someone's walking behind, you can do a few things. You can just kind of look to see behind you. You can turn the camera around and just snap a picture, like, is there someone behind me? Have I seen this person? Did I see this person in the lobby? Or what's most popular today is stop and take a selfie, and then you can kind of see who's behind you. And we were saying, you know, be as goofy as you need to be. If it's going to save your life or prevent you from being attacked, who cares? Any other thoughts on that? Any other questions on that? Daily check-in, we were just talking about this. If you're traveling, again, out of country, maybe leave your agenda, your itinerary with someone at home so that they know if you aren't checking in at a certain time. If you're like me, I forget all the time to call home, but it might just be an indicator that something might be up. Leave the law enforcement in that country, but also know that maybe that law enforcement is maybe a little crooked, we'll say, can be bribed. Really? That's what I've heard. I think you were telling me about an app, too, that...
I was saying, you know, many phone companies have the favorite fives and other things. It's really a good habit. And, you know, and I'm looking at the professionals here in the room, and I understand you've been doing this for a while, but, you know, take it home to your family and to your friends, because you'd be surprised how many people just become dumb when they get off a plane. They really do. They're so sharp in their everyday life, and the minute they land in another country, it's like, oh, look where we are, and they forget all the safety, you know, habits that we normally do every day. But, you know, especially if you have children traveling, make sure when they're going from one place to another, maybe it's their favorite five, maybe it's you, they text you, hey, listen, I'm leaving from my hotel now, I'm heading to Disneyland, Hong Kong. I'll text you when I get there. Just so, God forbid, if they were to be abducted, you would have an idea of the route they were taking, where they were going, and it really takes a second. You know, apps like WhatsApp is free, and, you know, you can just click right on it and say, hey, listen, I arrived, and that's it. It's really just a safety piece, especially when we see people who are not experienced travelers out there on the road.
Okay, next. Active shooter. This is something nobody likes to talk about, but as we see every day in the news, it's happening, and it's happening more often in unlikely places. So run, hide, fight. Is everybody familiar with run, hide, fight? Run, hide, fight. Run if you can, hide if you can't, but hide in places where you can fight if you need to. So, you know, if you can avoid hiding under a desk so that if you have to fight, you're a little restrained, hide maybe around a wall. Do whatever you have to do. But if you can run, run, fight with all your might, you know, throw everything you can. If you are in a room, barricade, you agree, barricade, throwing everything against the door, because what you're doing at that point is just buying precious seconds for first responders to get there and engage the shooter. So anything you can do to add seconds is going to work in your favor. And a new trend that I'm told, again, I was doing some updating with my consultants and my experts. The new trend with bombs is following up by shootings like we've seen in Paris. So if you do find yourself in that situation, getting time, distance, walls between you and the blast is really what's going to buy you the most, hopefully, the best outcome. Do you agree?
And like you said, Shelley, when it comes to bombs, especially any type of explosives, time, distance, and shielding is important. But more important to that is just remember a simple saying: if you could see the bomb can see you. So many innocent people are injured because they see a suspicious package, they'll see a backpack, and as people start to gather, they step back a little and watch it, thinking they're far enough away. And if you ever dealt with explosives, believe me, if you can see it, it's going to be able to hit you. So the minute you see something suspicious, just get out of the way and hide.
Again, if you're traveling overseas or even with a business partner, if something were to happen, have an emergency rendezvous point, just where if something happens, it's likely communications are going to go down. So, hey, let's meet here if something were to happen. It's just to be safe. You can do this with your families as well when you're traveling. Parking lots. You know, if you can, ladies, park with your nose out. Women are often attacked as they're going to their car, and if you have to back up and somebody approaches you and they get caught in the door, when you back up, you're going to scoop them in the car with you, which you don't want. Park under lights. So you might arrive at a mall, or you might arrive at a venue when it's light out, but when you come out, if it's dark, get in the habit of just parking near the lights or underneath the lights so that they will be on when you come out. It's kind of simple, but it could make a difference. And also, something I never thought about, but walk down the middle of the aisle instead of along the sides, because if someone is hiding between the cars, they're more likely to have to be exposed to maybe grab you. Or if you walk down the middle of the aisle, you can always move over if a car is coming, but you're kind of taking away the advantage of the person hiding. Parking. Never get put in a car. I mean, at all costs, don't get put in a car. The statistics are not in your favor if it happens. I've been told it's better to get shot or stabbed and be left for dead, because you will likely live, than to get put in the car. And if you're accosted, I don't say things like "we're not looking for trouble," because that sends a message that you're going to be an easy target. So don't say things like that. If you are accosted, strike fast, strike hard, strike often, and then run, get out of there. And again, I'm told that women scream, so thugs don't like to mess with women because we have big mouths and don't shut up, and that works in our favor. Men don't tend to scream. We are easier targets, though, but this is one that we were talking about. If you're walking, and again, you feel that someone's following you, just abruptly turn around, and Chief Sell said, act like you're taking a photograph, or just turn around abruptly and look everyone in the face. And the person that ducks their head or goes to light a cigarette or turns away might be the person that's giving you that uncomfortable feeling, and you might then need to strike or act. But you can do that also like on an escalator. If you feel like you're being followed, take a couple steps up, get off the escalator and go right back down, and just look at the people going up, and the person who turns their head might be that person you're getting a sense from. Anything else? Next. And these are just some general things to keep in mind. Again, just sharing these things, that if something maybe you can make a habit, share with your family, share with your kids, or maybe someone you work with. That's the goal of it, just to pass along. Again, kind of be part of your own security, and we all have a role to play in securing ourselves. Next. And if you want to learn more, you know, all of these actions, if you are get put in a car and you do get taken hostage, there's a whole nother set of circumstances that you should put into play on how to be a good hostage and how to keep your mind occupied. There's a lot of training that goes, this is just kind of the skimming the surface, but these are some other things that are actually, they're interesting to learn about.
If I could just make one comment. You know, we teach everybody this. You know, when you look at the psychology of people who attack other people, they're looking, like you said, about submission. Shelley mentioned submission before. They're looking for somebody who's weaker than them, somebody they think they can overpower. You know, so tell your loved ones, which we tell everyone, you know, the old thing from when you were little, walk with your back up, shoulders, you know, straight up, shoulders up, head up, and stop being so politically correct. Don't worry about somebody being upset. Worry about going home to your family. I recommend, if you get a chance to read it, Gavin DeBecker's Gift of Fear. If you haven't read it, or if you have a person you love in your family, give them that book. And that's what it's about. We have to stop being politically correct and being willing to turn, look at somebody, be willing to question what they're doing. So often we see a group of people standing, and the first thing we do when we see them standing in a corner, we cross the street. You know, when you start doing that, you're sending that message to them. Trust me, if they're going to attack you, they're coming. But they don't want somebody who's strong. So please, and the political correctness of worrying about somebody being upset is really, it's hurting us all. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, one more slide. There's a way to contact Shelley if you've got any questions. Thanks so much, Chief Paul Sell, Shelley Klingerman. A little tips and tricks for when you're on the road, keeping yourself safe. Sure, absolutely. Come on.
Remember, it's technology. I get it. It's technology. I do have to mention this. I didn't mention it before. One of the things I'm really proud of in this profession right now is I'm the national ambassador, and being this is the entertainment business is why I'm bringing it up. I'm the national law enforcement ambassador for Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel, for Stan Lee's Hands of Respect. He has started a program now that is basically about bringing respect back to the communities, both for community members and for law enforcement. And we invite everybody to become part of it and to get involved in it. I've been working with Stan recently. We have some of his representatives, Mark and Joe, here today with me. And it is a great initiative. It's needed in this country. And please, please get behind it when you hear it coming to your town. And if you want to know more about it, again, my cards will be right here. Please give me a call. And we have a few Hands of Respect pins, which you see me wearing right here. And this is Stan Lee's initiative, and he is 100% behind it. So thank you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.